You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good, Morgan.
Well, happy Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. It is Friday, isn't it?
Well, since I actually do have to work during the week from home, I'm kind of glad it's Friday.
Yeah?
I don't have to actually say that I'm sitting by a computer. I need to get my work-at-home habits better, I think.
Your work at home or your job work?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it is Friday. Got some random facts for you today. How about the air in a bag of potato chips? Potato chips have become my new friend.
Because, like, you know, it's... before?
Well, no, I'm self-medicating, so... Anyway, the air in a bag of potato chips is not oxygen. It's actually nitrogen. And it keeps the chips from going stale.
Okay.
Nitrogen. Oxygen would make them go stale.
Yes.
Yeah. Lamborghini originally made tractors and air conditioners before they got into cars, which made them uniquely qualified to build a sports car.
My, their car's a Lamborghini tractor.
Yeah, there you go. Sardines aren't actually a species of fish.
What?
There are at least 22 different types of fish that are used to make sardines. I did not know that, and I come from the land where we depleted sardines, right. The Monterey Peninsula.
There was, like, sardines, and they swam. So what were they? They weren't fish?
I guess. I thought they were a kind of fish. That's why.
But they were results of crossbreedings and such in the ocean? The oceans.
Kryptonite was invented by the people behind the Superman radio show in 1943, so Superman could just groan in pain for a few episodes. The voice actor who played him could finally take a vacation. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. Let's move on. What's going on?
Well, John Mayer doesn't care to relive his relationship with his ex-girlfriend, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, really?
I bet he'd like to relive parts of it.
Well, maybe in bada person.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I don't know.
Hubba hubba.
I think John Mayer is a moving on kind of guy.
Jessica made a number of accusations about their past in her new best-selling memoir, Open Book.
And is there anything else worth listening to Jessica Simpson about besides her salacious affair with John Mayer?
Probably not.
Probably not a whole lot else in her life.
Well, there's a chapter when she learned that chicken in the sea is actually tuna. that's a big part of, you know.
That's a big part of her fame.
What makes her her.
Yeah, that's true.
Growing and learning and such. Okay, so in the tell-all, because I guess Jessica has something better to do than write a memoir of something that really don't even want to read.
No.
Well, you know, she dated John on and off following her divorce from Nick Lachey in 2006.
Okay.
She claims that he was obsessed with her sexually and emotionally, which he did say she was, you know, crack.
Yeah, she was crack. Uh-huh. But Jennifer Love Hewitt's body was a wonderland.
Yes.
And we still don't know about him and Jen Aniston.
Did they or didn't they?
What's the deal on that?
Well, of course they did. Yeah, allegedly.
I mean, there's others in there too, right? There's a walk of shame of women that have you know.
But he always
a
said
line
that,
of
that
a lineup
Jessica
of walk of shames
was
for
the,
John
like,
Mayer.
Sex crack. Well, let's go back to Katy Perry.
Oh, that's right, Katy Perry. Did she do John Mayer?
Yes.
And then, of course, she married Russell Brand, which was
now supposedly John Mayer
weird.
Was the best she ever had. Remember, Orlando
was
number two.
Oh, that's right. Orlando's number two. How do you explain that to your child that daddy's number two?
Daddy's
or do
been.
You
I think daddy was
that
working
to
hard.
Your child.
He's been
I don't know
hard.
If you want to explain that to your
I think
child.
He's been
ever.
Working hard to overtake the number one spot. Mm. Anyway. So she says that the relationship, her and John Mayer.
Yeah. Oh, back to Jessica Simpson.
Yes. Was unhealthy and manipulative.
Ooh.
Now, John said he's heard about Jessica's claims on Watch What Happens with Live with Andy Cohen.
Uh-huh.
And so he says, but as Pee-wee Herman says in Pee-wee's
Big
Adventure.
He's quoting Pee-wee
Herman.
Before
the movie of his life is about to play out the end, he's not watching the movie. And the reason he's not watching the movie, he says, I don't have to watch it. I lived it. And I think that's prescient here. That's
I'm not
an
sure
awful,
you did.
Long, non-necessary quote
yeah,
on there.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right.
So apparently there's more to Kanye West than music and fashion.
Really?
And designing a ranch or whatever he's designing,
Wow, with the urine garden. Yeah.
Yes, the urine garden.
Yeah.
A collection of Kanye's artwork from high school has magically surfaced on Antiques Roadshow, and it could sell for thousands of dollars at auction.
His high school art class. Now, I took a high school art class.
Well, it didn't say from his class. It just says artwork from high school.
Well, I mean, but yeah, it probably was from an art class.
Like some of his friends.
Art is one of those
things
you take in high school to avoid taking extra, you know, scholarly.
But it could have been like when he was the age of high school.
Well, yeah, I got it. But you know what? It's like you got 1 week you're doing pencil things and shading with the sides of graphite pencil. Uh-huh. Another week you're learning how to watercolor. And my stuff was only so-so. I can't imagine that Kanye's untrained art was any better than just so-so.
I saw pictures of a couple of your things, and they are stunning.
Well, thank you.
Pencil work.
But look, it's high school art. The only reason this is worth anything, because it's Kanye West's high school art.
Yeah.
Probably not all that great.
Sadly, it might be stick figures.
Sadly.
And there's people out there who's still going to buy it.
Well, yeah, of course.
I got Kanye with stick figures.
Are these for sale?
Well, according to an appraisal expert who appears on that show,
Antiques Roadshow. Yeah.
The work is from 1995 when Kanye was 17 years old.
Okay.
He was studying art in high school. And this guy says that they could sell from $16,000 to $23,000.
Wow, really? Like he needs that kind of money. That's just chump change for Kanye West.
Does he get it?
Well, I would think he gets some of it unless he gave it to somebody.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he gave it to an art teacher, you know, here, have this.
Or his friends.
You know, or whatever. But it's a collection. So somebody has owned this.
True.
I would think the only person who would own any high school drawings from Kanye West is Kanye West. Or maybe his mom.
Maybe his mom.
His mom's gone, but maybe this is from her estate. Who knows?
He probably had a friend or... maybe a friend.
Don't hurt yourself.
He would hang out at his house and he would pontificate while he drew.
Well.
And then he would be so busy pontificating,
oh
he'd walk
God.
Off.
Can you imagine that?
While he was pontificating when he'd leave his drawing.
Oh, that's possible. And still pontificating as he's walking off.
Yes.
Because that's Kanye West.
Uh-huh.
You know who might be a good artist, but we wouldn't know because we've never seen any of her art, and that would be Halle Berry.
You really missed the mark, John.
What did I miss?
Go back to the first story. This is where you say her body is a wonderland.
You know who didn't date John Mayer?
That we know of.
Halle Berry. Even
but
though
his body is a
her
wonderland.
Body is a wonderland, I'm sure.
Do I have to help you that much
yeah,
figure
you
this
do.
Out? Good
okay.
grief.
All right, we're out of here. Have a good weekend, whatever you're not doing. See you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.